We're doing Sefer Amidot, and we're up to the 14th chapter of the Shaar HaYira. Ata aleinu leva'er yira mikriyit livnei adam hanimshechet mimikrei hazman. The Magid Miduvna had broken down the different types of awe and fear we are to have of heaven, and now he says we have to discuss one that is time contingent. Rishona ma she'amru rabotenu zichonam livracha. The first type of yiras shamayim that is reflective of the time is what it says in the Talmud in Brachos, Imru Adam Sheisurim Ba'im Alav Yifashpesh B'Ma'asav. If a person sees that there are Yisurim, there are afflictions headed his way, so he should stop and think, what have I done? V'hi amara gdola shenatan lanu boreinu yitbarach liot adam bochen tamid rachavim elokim. And that is the great mirror that God gave us, where a person can analyze where is he standing in front of his Creator. Does he find favor before Hashem, as he can see from the impact he receives from above? I am for my beloved, and my beloved is that reflection to me. So a person should realize that what he's receiving is a reflection of what he's giving. And if something happens that suddenly his parnasa is not working out, he's having a hard time making a living, suddenly he's losing from the regular income he had, or something happens and physically he's in trouble, or monetarily, or in his family, and obviously that hurts him. He's bothered by it. So then the fitting thing is that he should be aroused and take note that there's an anger from above that he's carrying. It is the staff of above that's hitting him. And so then there's exacting justice from above, and that's extended towards him because of the things he's done wrong. A person shouldn't be stubborn. A person can sometimes ignore life and say, what's the big deal? I'm just a little bit sick. I can handle that. Or a person might say, that's not a big loss. I can handle that. So the carburetor went. So the engine went. Those are the breaks of life. No, wait a second. If you had that loss, so stop and think for a minute. Because if a person doesn't stop to think about what's happening and learn from it, to arouse and be focused on how he betters his soul and fixes his ways and puts out that fire of wrath from above, who knows how bad things can become, because we view punishment and suffering as a reflection, as a possible reflection. The Gemara over there says it's not an absolute rule, but it can possibly be a reflection of the fact that from above they want the person to change. Because the hand above doesn't let go until a person repents and returns, he's wiped off the planet. Kimamar, as the verse says in Isaiah, Ki kasher yered hageshem vehashelag min hashamayim veshama lo yeshuv ki mivat haaretz veitzmicha. Just as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, and it never returns to heaven until it has satiated the earth, ken yed dvari asher yitzei mipi lo yeshuv elai reikam ki masa asher chafatzti veitzneach asher shlachtiv. God says that's the same way every decree I make doesn't come back empty handed. So if Hashem decreed that a person is supposed to endure certain things, and the purpose of that is that he changes his ways, then the goal is that he changes his ways, and the sooner he realizes that, the sooner his endurance has to can cease. So again, he's presenting one side of the coin. The Talmud over there presents another side. The Talmud does say there are people who suffer and it's not because of their sins. But he's saying something that's very elementary, that when a person does suffer, when things do go bad, he has to stop and reflect and realize that quite possibly this is a sign for him to better his ways, and he has to stop and think about it. So that's That's the first type of Yiras Shemaim that he's developing, that he says is a reflection of the time, where a person sees something happening at a specific time, and he's supposed to take note and behave a certain way and learn from it. Yeah. Right. So let's hear him out. Right. That's true. Right. Let's hear him out, and we'll see as we go forward. We'll see. Yeah, it's a catch 22. Whatever's happening, a person has to stop and think. If it's going too good, so then you have to think maybe that. If it's going bad, then you have to think that. Right. Life is about moving forward and taking every situation and realizing that it should be an impetus for us to move forward. You for sure should be happy with your lot. That's also true. I think the two aren't mutually exclusive. Meaning, I think a person could be very happy with all the good that he has. A person could be happy that he has two ears and two eyes and a nose and a feet and a family and he's breathing and he's not stuck in bed and... A person can be appreciative, and a person can also realize that, hey, he does have a toothache, and he didn't have to have that toothache, and maybe he has the toothache, and he has to stop and think, maybe he should be changing things in his life, and maybe there are things that are not 100% about the way he's behaving. I think they're both true. I don't think the Magen Dovna means we should spend our whole day worried, oy vey, I have a toothache, and who knows what this means. We definitely have to be appreciative for the good we do have, and we also have to see that if something isn't 100%, then... maybe there are expectations from above, and that's why things aren't 100%. I don't know if a person has to be worried that way. A person has to be worried that he continues growing and that he's moving in the right direction. People on a high level, about them it says, Asher Adam Mefached Tamid. But people on a high level are always worried. We don't always have to be worried. We have to be in constant growth, but not worried.